Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, world.
I be on my suit and tie shit, tie shit. I be on my
ready, JT?
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. It's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if it's dirty close, real close, they might learn something. She ain't nothing but a little doofy when she does it. She's so fine tonight. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. I got fixed up to tonight, gonna show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight, let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things. Show you a few things. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty. And oh, shit, so sick. Got a hit and picked up a habit. That's alright. You're all mine. Oh, go on, show them who you call daddy. I guess they're just my club, girl. They wish they had it. You're a classic, and you're all mine tonight. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Gonna show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few.
I'll just see health.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face, what's the makeup sex? This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. Hooray. All things for my angel. Hooray. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I'll show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I'll show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Then you got fixed up suits and ties, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Motivational Mondays with Joe Sexy Host Emma E2K. Big shout out to Lushy Lush. I think she's working or you know, doing the work. She's doing something. She ain't calling in yet. She's doing something. So it's Motivational Mondays, and I'm blessed, you know, another week to be able to be here to, you know, spread hopefully another positive message. I never know. My mouth is unpredictable, so I never know what's going to come out of it. But I know that I've become obedient, and always the right things comes out. So my daily affirmation for today is I'm becoming a better person every day, and I love it. So that's kind of what I'm affirming today, that every day that passes, I become a better person. And I think that's really what we all want in life, just kind of to be a better person, to be a better you, you know, whatever that is, in whatever capacity, you know, only one knows. But every day strive just to be better, man, to be greater. You know, how beautiful is that? So I posted a quote that said, if you correct your mind, the rest of your life will fall into place. And that's by Lao Tzu. And I added, it all begins with aligning your positive thoughts with the life you're living. Think about it. Motivational Mondays, right? So it kind of, you know, if you really think about it, if you align your thinking, which is correcting your mind, the rest of your life will fall into place, you know? So because if your mind is traveling one other place, and you're living something else, is just not, you're not connecting. And that means you're all over the place and you're not focused. So get yourself together and get focused, you know, just get focused. Shout out to everybody that answered the question about the greatest thing in the world to me is, and I'm reading it from my Emma E2K public page, and Charlena put my newfound love. Blessing Ini put my faith, family, and friends. Sibel Parot put blessings any, I agree with you. And Linnell put happiness. Ms. Calderon put unconditional love, first from God, then from those who actually possess it and actually display it in my life. And Myra Cardi put family. So shout out to y'all guys. Thank you always for supporting and answering the questions. Every now and then I throw questions as opposed to quotes and just things to kind of get your mind, you know, swirling a little bit. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. So another quote I have put out there was called, you can't reach for anything new in your hands. You can't reach for anything new if your hands are still full of yesterday's junk. Deep, right? So I added to that, open your hands to brand new blessings. Have them out and ready. Prepare for what is ahead. You already experienced yesterday, right? So, you know, you're already done with yesterday. Then your main concentration should be today. What you're living today, what's going to come for you in the future, you know? Motivational Monday, man. Let's go back to some music.
I'm so benieuwd. I'm very curious. Your version now. Emily Sunday live. Unbelievable. That was a great version.
Thank you again and again.
Wow.
Big, big shout out to all those that are on the phone lines, that are listening, that are checking me out through www.lushradioonline.com or emmae2k.com. I appreciate you. We're going right into music again. Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K, your motivator. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I appreciate you always. You know, on Motivational Mondays, we always like to play encouraging music, motivational music, and read out quotes or poem or something inspiring and motivational that we've seen. Right now, I'm sharing some of the posts from my public page, Emma E2K. If you're not following me, please make sure you do so. I throw all my motivational stuff pretty much like 3 or 4 times a day there. The reach is crazy. I appreciate everybody that shares my stuff, that goes to my page and shares with their network. We're spreading the word. We're definitely spreading the word for something positive. So sometimes it's not even me that's going through certain things because, I mean, I usually post for, you know, things about my life. But there's times that I'm on the phone with someone or on the IM with someone and they're explaining a certain feeling they have and maybe they don't know how to express it or bring it to light. So I sometimes dab into it and, you know, and throw it out. People right away hit me up, oh, you're going through something, or if this is what you're going through. No, it doesn't mean I'm going through it. I'm just putting it out there because if I feel one person going through it, then probably another, you know, more than likely a couple of more thousands are going through the same thing. So I posted the quote states, friendship. It's about whom you have known the longest. Friendship isn't about whom you have known the longest. It's about who came and never left your side. And this is what I, you know, these are my words. People use the term friends in the wrong context. A friend is not someone you're cool with or a person that does favors for you when you need it. That's a nice person, you know. Developing a friendship takes unselfish commitment to another, making sure that the communication is a two-way street. Checking up on them just because, answering the phone at 3 a.m. because they need to air out, attending each other's family functions, showing support for what the other person is into, even if you don't agree, remembering their birthday and standing up for them when they are not around, being consistent with your love, whether near or far. I'm blessed to say that I have always known my role as a friend. And in return, I still have friendships of more than 30 years. Be a responsible friend or limit yourself to your offering of friendships if you know you're not going to follow through. So I thought that was very important. I had several conversations, plus I've seen several postings, you know, regarding friendship and friends and, you know, that topic. And I hold that, you know, I hold that topic dear for the simple fact that I have solid friendships that are over 30 years. That's not easy, people. That's not easy to, you know, hold long-lasting relationships that way because, you know, people change, so many things change, and sometimes people start thinking or believing other things, and the actual structure of that friendship is based on a two-way street. It's based on a, you know, on a mutual respect. It's based on so many things that if it's not both parties doing it, then, you know, there goes that relationship, that friendship. Because, I mean, I'm not talking just a friendship, you know, girl on girl and boy on boy. I'm talking about boy and girl. I'm talking about mother, son, mother, daughter, you know, sisters. Just that solid friendship, because everyone has to have some sort of friendship, you know, no matter whether they biologically related or not. So, you know, I just thought that was important. Shout out to everybody that's listening, and I hope always praying that some of the words that I, you know, that I'm saying touches you and blesses you, and you use it for, you know, for your journey. So everybody's in their different journey. I'm going to talk about some of that journey when I get back. I'll play some music right now. Fantasia, let's go.
pretending that he loves me. Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired. You just take it right. Know when I forgive you. You ain't here for dinner. Like I'm a beginner. I loved you for your inner.
You have to lose to win again. That's pretty deep if you really, you know, think about it. You know, because everybody's always afraid of losing. Losing a relationship, losing materialistic things, losing. But if you don't lose something, you can't gain nothing. So when you feel like a loser, you're actually a winner half the time because some of the things that are gone in your life sometimes just need to go. You know, sometimes it's just in the way of your blessings. So when you feel that you're losing, just tell yourself that you're not really losing. You actually have to let go in order to win. So seeing it, you know, seeing it that way in that perspective kind of changes the whole thing around. You know, be a woman of substance. Be a girl on fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway.
Shout out to everybody that's on fire, especially my queens. Stay on fire. It's Monday. Don't let it dim down during the middle of the week. Hold on to that fire and just live golden, man. Live golden.
One day, I'm gonna understand. Everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said. Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead, I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. How beautiful is nothing more than to wait at Zion's door. I've never been in love like this before. Now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. To life for you, my friend, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through on your life to be a beautiful reflection of His grace. See, I know that it gives.
Motivational Mondays with Emma E2K.
Okay, how many people in here have ever been in love? I know none of the guys don't raise their hand.
How many
of y'all ever been in love?
Who knows what love
is? I know none of the guys been in love. We don't get in love, right? Oh, let this black man right here tell what his idea of love is. Because now all the time we hear young black men talk about love. About your personal definition. Don't tell me what Webster thinks. Huh?
Everything to that person.
Okay, everything like what? Let him talk, come on. If I ask him to talk about a fancy car, he'd be right on point. But if he wants to talk about love, you can do it. What do you think? You said you love somebody, you should know why you love them, right?
The way they act, the way they carry themselves,
stuff
like that. Okay.
That's deep. I thought that was a beautiful point. Anybody else want to deal with that?
And sometimes,
when they try to act funny in front of the boys and they get right, they say love. They can't love. Because love wouldn't do that. Love is not funny. What is your definition of love? You know, everybody deems, you know, that definition different. What is the definition of love for you today? You know, ask yourself. Answer yourself. continue on your journey. Motivational Mondays, and who's waiting for the world to change, man? You are the world. The change starts with you. If you change, then you'll see your world change, you know, with your movement. When you decide you've had enough and you don't want to live your life a certain way and you change it, you'll see all those changes around you. You'll see the change of friends, of family, of environment. Because when you change your way of thinking, you change, you know, just everything inwardly and outwardly it shows. So don't wait necessarily for the world to change. Change begins with you. The greatest thing in life is making a connection with another soul. I posted that 24 hours ago. That's what it says here on Facebook. Make sure you follow me on my public page, Emma E2K. I'm Googleable, so go to Google and just put Emma E2K, put E2K Enterprise, put Lush Radio Online. Follow us on the Twitter. Follow us on the Instagram. You know, pretty much follow us on everything. Wherever you see that it's happening, just type in LushRadioOnline.com or just Lush Radio Online. Type in Emma E2K, type in E2K Enterprise, and more than likely, we're definitely a part of that. I want to salute all the strong women this month, especially this is Women's History Month. So I'm going to be putting every day something for our women, you know, just to let them know all the other women that came before us and paved the way for us. So, you know, it's pretty interesting to see all these ancestors before us, how they paved the way for us, for things to be a little bit more easy, a little bit, because things are still not as easy, but they are a bit more. So I posted also a quote that said, "Don't expect everyone to understand your journey, especially if they've never had to walk your path." And that's interesting, right? So I added, "People are always quick to talk and add their input without not analyzing or asking where in the journey someone is at. So to those quick to judge without first judging yourself, I say, if you have nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself. Everyone else, continue your walk in faith while walking your path towards your journey." You know, and sometimes I post things and, you know, again, people have their comments and they're like, this sounds this way. You shouldn't say that. But you don't know why I'm saying it, and you don't know who needs to receive that message. Just because it doesn't fit you or your journey or what you're going through at the moment does not mean that it won't do something to someone else. So stop being, you know, so quick, so judgmental. Because I'm sure, I'm more than 100% sure that your life is not perfect, because just no one has their, you know, their life perfect. Everybody has issues and their flaws, and it's okay. But don't stop pointing someone else's without not looking at yourself in the mirror. Right? I'm just saying, I'm not judging, so don't judge me. Nobody likes to be judged, right? Who are you to judge me anyway? Chris, let them know, man. Please let them know.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's like some pictures online saying they got you so in, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret. Can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful.
Chris,
you
need to stop. Chris, wait! People
are
saying it's a suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. That means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes,
Chris, wait! Chris!
the past, just see the past. Focus on things that are gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please.
Let it be beautiful, man. Let Motivational Mondays ride you through the whole week. Let this day, this time, pump you up so you can be able to battle everything, all those hurdles, all those obstacles that are going to come this week. Just knock them down, man. Don't judge me, and don't judge. Don't judge. Affirmation for this week. I won't judge no one else, so they won't judge me. Stay blessed. Tune in next week, Motivational Mondays, with your host, Emma E2K. Big shout out to Lushy Lush.